KCZYB Mobile, Columbus, Ohio.
Columbus, Ohio station. I missed the call sign. This is W4VX, Whiskey 4, Victor X-Ray Mobile in South Carolina.
Yeah, how's it going, my friend? Call sign is Kilo Charlie 8 Zulu Yankee Bravo. Name's Jeff. Juliet Echo Foxtrot Foxtrot here in Columbus, Ohio. Yeah, I actually lived in your area there in Greenville for about 10 months. I actually was in the Carolinas for 10 years. And 9.5 years, well, about 9 years that I was on Hilton Head Island in South Carolina. And I just moved home almost a year ago now, and remembered I could link into this system via EchoLink, so I figured I'd jump in here and start using it. How's things going down your way today?
And I'm doing well. My name here is Chris, Charlie Hotel, Romeo India Sierra, and you've got a solid signal coming in through EchoLink. No trouble at all. I'm kind of here mobile. I'm probably, I don't know, maybe 30 miles from the repeater site, but it's up on a mountain, so it does pretty good. On my way into work, and recently upgraded my antenna system on the car from a little quarter wave to a fancy dual bander that was as big as I could find, so that does help making the repeater.
Yeah, you know, that's the same thing that I've got to do. I'm just running on a small quarter wave myself on the dual band I've got here in the car. And, you know, I'm out in the country. I live about 20 miles southwest of Columbus, Ohio. So I'm out in the country, man. There's nothing but farmland around me. And, you know, some of the systems I just can't hit. I'm too far. Even on high power, I can't hit them. And if I am, it's still not a clean signal, so yeah, I've got to get something done here myself. But the radio I'm using now for EchoLink is what they call a network radio. It's a mobile radio with a wired mic and everything, and I just installed EchoLink on it, and I can actually use the wired mic to key down EchoLink. And the radio is called a Anyseku N60. Anyseku, Anyseku N60. And essentially all it is a cell phone on steroids. It's an Android operating system, but it works great for EchoLink. You know, I don't have to worry about using my phone and stuff when I'm mobiling down the road.
I've never heard of such a thing. That's pretty cool. Just uses the cell phone data system to access the internet and run EchoLink. That's pretty cool. Definitely a different approach to it. How much do such things cost?
When I bought this one, it was a little pricey. It was a little over $300 when I bought this unit several years ago. But you can get them for under $200 now. If you just go on to Amazon or eBay and just look up Anyseku N60, it'll pop up. And the spelling of that again is Anyseku, Anyseku N60. And it's a nice mobile, man. I mean, you can, you know, install all the amateur radio platforms onto it. And really, with the way I've got this thing set up, I can pretty much get into every mode, including HF. I can talk HF on this mobile, too, through remote hams, and remotely get into other amateur stations while I'm on the road and talk HF. So it's definitely a decent system to have, especially if you're away from the repeaters and you don't want to program 100 repeaters and you're ready to cover a route you're going on if you're going out of town or something.
Yeah, that's pretty neat. I'll have to look into that. There's all these digital options out there now, whether it's something like that or DMR. And I have been fairly inactive in the last several years, so all this stuff kind of happened while I wasn't paying much attention. I guess DMR was around, but I hadn't paid much attention to it until recently here. And, yeah, well, that's pretty neat. All right, Jeff. Let me try your call sign. I know it was Kilo Charlie 8 Zulu. Was it Zulu Romeo something?
Kilo Charlie 8 Zulu Yankee Bravo. KC8ZYB.
ZYB, got it. Okay. I think I'll be able to remember that for the duration of the QSO now. Yeah, a few years back, I'm originally from Michigan, so I had an 8-land call sign, Kilo Alpha 8, UNO, UNO, and just hard to say, KA8, and then I ended up moving to Virginia, and I was there for a long time, and finally, you know, they used to, why'd you get a 4-land call sign, you know, you've been here forever, so I broke down, and I thought, well, I'm going to change the call sign, I'm going to get a 1x2, preferably a W, if I can manage that, and so I bought W4VX a while back now, and I've been enjoying it. On CW, the 4 and the V, you know, people can get that mixed up sometimes, but other than that, I've really enjoyed the call sign. And it's, you know, when you... It's kind of backwards. Like when I first got licensed, it was not, you know, back in the novice days. So you had to, you know, CW only for the most part. And it took so long to send KA8UNO at 5 words per minute.
Right. Well, I tell you, you know, over the years I've considered getting a vanity, and I just haven't pulled the trigger on it. I mean, I don't have anything against the call I have. I was just trying to find something a little different, and I just haven't done it. I don't know if I'm going to go ahead and do it at some point or not. I've had this call sign now almost 20 years, and that's how everybody knows me. But, you know, I may still do it at some point. I need to buckle down and get my extra license, what I need to do. When I moved back home, almost a year ago now, I moved in with a buddy of mine to get stabilized up here, and it's a friend of mine I was actually in elementary school with, so we've known each other well over 40 years now, and he knew of ham radio, but he didn't know anybody personally that was in the hobby, and he didn't really know much about it. He knew of it, but didn't know much about it, and I've been showing him a lot over this last year almost, and now he's interested. He's studying for his technician, so I think we're going to shoot for Hamfest in Dayton, and if he's ready, then I'm going to go ahead and give the extra a shot at the Dayton Hamvention and see if we can get him knocked out. KC8ZYB Mobile.
ZYB Mobile, Columbus, Ohio. W4VX Mobile, now in Greenville County, I think. Yeah, pretty sure. Which means I've only got about another 15 minutes till I get to work. But, yeah, very good. No, KC8ZYB is a nice call sign. I like it. And I would have kept KA8UNO had I not moved to Virginia and changed call districts. And I kept it there for a while, but eventually I got in. I don't know why. It was just one of those things where all of a sudden I got interested in, well, I'm going to get a vanity. And then I wanted a 1x2, and that started a whole series of attempting to making applications and going through that process a bunch of times. Because the fourth call district is pretty big geographically and in terms of the number of hams. And so, you know, by the early 2000s, the vast majority of the 1x2s were already gone, and you had to wait for them to get recycled before you could get one. And, but, yeah. call signs, I guess, aren't that interesting. There's a lot of new hams. While I wasn't paying attention, you know, the 4th Call District has marched on to Kilo Oscar. I think they're on Kilo Quebec now in the 4th Call District. So that's kind of neat. That's good. I think when I first moved there, it was Kilo Charlie 4. So it's been a while.
T-A-Z-Y-B Friday. You know, I'm not sure where they're at on the calls here in my district. I'll have to check into it and see where they're at now. I mean, it's just crazy to think I've been in the hobby almost 20 years, man. It doesn't seem like it's been that long. I got mine in 2004. So, yeah, man, I'm coming up on 20 years. It's crazy. What kind of radio are you talking on out there? What are you using?
Yaesu FT8800, I think. Yes. And it's a dual bander, you know, dual bander. So that's kind of nice. I've got it set up where I could use it, like if I'm at an event or something, I can use the HT to, you know, crossband through it. When I used to be involved with like ARES and stuff like that, doing events and helping out, that was a handy feature to have. But I like it. I think I've had it for 11, 12 years, something like that.
Yeah, I don't know about that, Yaesu specifically, but man, Yaesu radios are nice. I've had a few of them over the years. You know, Kenwoods and, Kenwood Hall, three of them. So, yeah, they're definitely nice radios for sure. I got to get my HF rig back on the air. Actually, the one I've got now, I bought off a buddy of mine over in the UK. Bought it off of him. I've probably been going on 2 years ago now. And the thing just, I've never had it on the air, you know, and I'm in a position now where I can pretty much put up anything that I want as far as antennas go. And what I'm running, the guy had an old Kenwood 140S. It was manufactured in 1985, and this thing looks mint. The outside, it's just mint condition all around. Thing still works great. I had it checked out. Everything's working good on it. And I'm just ready to get it on the air. You know, it doesn't have all the bells and whistles that all the new radios do, but I don't need all that stuff, man. I just need to get on the air. You know what I'm saying?
It doesn't take much to get on for single sideband and or digital modes these days. The biggest advantage to the new radios, I would say, is IF DSP. or if you have one of the fully digital, what do they call that? I'm drawing a blank on the term for the fully digital radios, but those are pretty cool too. But the IF DSP capable radios, man, the filters are, you know, awesome. I mean, to be able to take a like a CW filter down to 50 hertz is amazing to me, especially during contests and things like that. That part of the modern radios I've really enjoyed. But other than that, I have several older radios, ICOM 745, 735. Oh gosh, I'd have to. Well, and I've got some really old Heathkit stuff, and I'd enjoy playing with that too. Yep, it doesn't take a heck of a lot, and it's kind of fun to play around with the older stuff, like the old tube rigs and stuff. I enjoy messing around with them when I have the time.
Yeah, now another friend of mine in the UK, I believe it's a Yaesu DX10. Now that's an awesome radio right there. That thing is something else. I mean, the filters and stuff on that radio are just phenomenal. I haven't seen it in person yet. I've been on video with him when he's operated it. So, yeah, it's definitely a nice base station. I'm going over there next year for about 20 days. I've got a half a dozen friends or more over in the area, and four of them actually came over here a few years ago to the Orlando Hamfest, and I was able to meet them in person then. So I'm going to get a chance to meet them again in person, except it's going to be the other way around. I'll be flying over there. But, yeah, that DX-10 is an amazing radio. Well, listen, my friend, I don't mean to cut it short. I'm just about destinated here. I'm taking the car in to have the muffler looked at, have an exhaust inspection done on it. I got some kind of exhaust leak on this thing, so I got to have it looked at and fixed. But you'll hear me out here more often, my friend, now that I remember this is linked up to Echolink. So you enjoy the rest of your day, or try to. Hopefully you guys are having a nice day like we are today. It's beautiful out here. And we'll catch you another time, my friend. If you're out here later on today, I'm sure you'll hear me. So be safe out there. Enjoy your day, and we'll catch you later. This is Kilo Charlie 8 Zulu Yankee Bravo here in Columbus, Ohio.
Well, 73 is Jeff. Have a great day as well. Yes, it is shaping up to be a beautiful day here. 66 degrees already, according to the car. Oops, traffic jam. I was doing good, but I'm running a little late. All right, we'll say 73 is to let you go. This is W4VX, clear and listening.
My friend, you have a good day, and we'll catch you later. KCAZYB here in Columbus, Ohio, 73.
W4VX. Good morning. Name here is Chris.
Name here is Doug. I heard you talking about Vandy call signs. I was actually kind of mulling that over myself. I upgraded to Extra here about a month ago. There's a lot of call signs out there right now that are starting to come available in the 1x2s, I've noticed, but some of them ain't like the best in the world, you know, phonetically or CW-wise. But one that's about to come available that I'm kind of really thinking about, it's good phonetically, it's decent CW-wise, which I ain't really learned CW yet. But I've had a lot of people say that it ain't the greatest for, like, DX, like people understanding you. It would be Kilo 4 Mike Golf.
I like it. There is a website called, I don't remember the URL exactly, but he has this call sign in it. It's Alpha Echo 7 Quebec, AE7Q, and it tracks of call signs that are coming available. Also has voice phonetic weight and CW weight and all that good stuff in there. A great resource. I don't know, 15 years ago when I got this. He's had the website up for a very long time. 15 years ago when I picked up W4VX, I used that to prioritize my application strategy.
On that, yeah, I looked there, and then at Radio QTH, I looked at it too. And one thing about Radio QTH is, like, if you search, you can choose what format you want, what you want to start with. You can even look for a certain suffix, but you can put kind of as little or as much information as you want. Like, if you don't really care about the suffix, you can just say, okay, I want a 1x2 in region 4, and I want to see if there's one with a K for a prefix, you know, and it'll just kind of show you. And I like the fact that you can have it sorted by what's in the call sign, like alphabetically, or you can say by availability date. So it'll actually say, okay, well, this one's available, and this one will be in the next 30 days, this will be in the next 60 days, you know, and so on like that. That's kind of how I found this one.
Yeah, that's better than 87Q for sure. Things have advanced. Imagine that. Radio QTH. Yeah, I'll take a look and mess around with it a little bit. I was involved with a club before I moved down here, and they finally got a vanity call sign, and that was kind of fun searching for that. I don't know. It's just kind of fun looking at all the different call signs and figuring out, you know, which one you want and why and that kind of stuff. My only criteria was to get a W1x2. and that was it. And then I researched the call sign a little bit, and it goes back to the 20s. So, and I've identified all the previous holders. So I've got a pretty good history. It's been on the air for almost, it'll be almost 100 years, pretty soon.
Hey, Friday. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, yeah, that Radio QTH, it has, like, you know, the little menu with, like, the three little horizontal lines. You hit that, and it'll give you, like, a bunch of options. And just go to call sign availability, and then it'll give you that. But, yeah, it offers all kinds of different things, and it's pretty cool. But, yeah, I was like, you know, there's, like, the CW8 and Fanatic 8. And one thing I thought about with W, one reason I wasn't looking for it specifically is, like, if you count syllables, pretty much everything is one syllable unless you, you know, say the phonetics out, like, you know, K4 or N4. But no matter what, you say W, you got two syllables automatically.
34VX is not great phonetically, for sure. Like, you have W, which is two syllables, Victor, two syllables, and X-ray, basically two syllables. So, yeah. Mike Golf, very short, nice, like it.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, you know, like, if you look at what the CW is on it, which, like I said, I hadn't learned it all, but I, you know, learned enough to do, like, the basics. But it'd be da dit da, dit 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 da, and then just da da, da da dit. I mean, how easy can it get?
Yeah, roger that. And, well, you know, the CW8 takes a hit whenever you have a dash, right? So something like, you know, N4EE would be, you know, like the bee's knees in CW8s, but of course those are all gone. But the dashes kill you on the CW8.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I'll do CW, but it might be something to, you know, ponder on one day. You do CW at all?
I sort of have started collecting straight keys, although I have, you know, some paddles that I use for higher speeds. But I like messing around on CW. It comes from the fact that when I first got into the hobby, you were pretty much forced to learn CW, and the first class of license called the novice back then was CW only, you know, so you pretty much, when you first got on the air, that was all you were doing. And on the other hand, I got my license when I was like 16, I was 16, and so your brain's more pliable then, and it was, you know, easy enough to pick up CW.
So, do you think that would be bad CW-wise? Because I was just thinking, like, you know, da-da, da-da, did, you know, for a suffix wouldn't be too bad. I know I look for a lot of the shorter ones, like the E's and, you know, A and stuff like that, and I, and it just, they, like, I think the closest one was, like, almost 2 years out. I'm like, yeah, okay.
CW, no, it's, you know, like, when I first got licensed, my call sign was Kilo Alpha 8 Uniform November Oscar. And that seemed like it took 20 minutes to send that at 5 words a minute. But, no, K4MG would be great. That's no problem.
What's got me kind of pondering it is, like, I mentioned it when I actually upgraded to extra cost. I was actually looking at the 1x2s before I ever got my extra, but I was making in the mid to upper 90s And I actually got a couple hundreds on my practice exams. I'm like, yeah, I think I might be ready. So I was like, well, I'll go ahead and look. And I saw that when I mentioned it to the guy that was testing me after I passed. He's like, oh, you do not want anything with an M or a G, either one. He said, you do DX, they're going to say, you know, kilo four, ?" He said, they ain't going to understand what you're saying. He's like, I got an M in mind, and it's horrible. And I'm like, And I looked up online, and there's a whole bunch of people complaining about it. Like, people won't understand my call sign. And I'm like, maybe we're to rethink this.
I get it, but I think that's, you know, you got to weigh a bunch of different factors, and to me that would be a little bit lower on the list. I've done a fair amount of DXing, both CW voice and digital modes, and, you know, I've never had a problem with M's and G's and call signs on the receive end of it, so I don't know. Maybe that's a thing. I don't know. Doesn't sound like a big deal to me. It might be a little deal, but not a big deal.
My thought, I mean, I have an M in mind, you know, Sierra Mike Kilo, and I've never had a problem out of it, but I kind of wonder, you know, some people have a strong accent, and like that guy, and I'm like, yeah, it might just be your pronunciation's kind of horrible.
Yeah, and when you're working in DX stations, you know, 90% of them have some English capability, and, you know, it just works out.
On that, yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking, too, because I'm like, you know, I hadn't had problems with mine, which I don't have a G in mine, so I don't really know about that, but I was just thinking, I mean, that's all, think about it. Saying it out without phonetics and saying it with phonetics ain't a whole lot of difference. You know, K4MG, you know, you got one syllable all the way across. The other way, you just have one two-syllable and the rest one syllable. You know, kilo, four, mic, golf. I mean, that's pretty streamlined.
And like Mike Golf, you could, you know, you can just drag out M, G, you know, when you're on HF, and you know, that would come through, I think, fairly well.
And you know, like, there's a lot of people that'll say Mexico, Germany, and stuff like that, too, sometimes, when they're having a hard time on it.
I try to stay away from the cute phonetics, unless I'm, you know, making a joke on purpose. you know, I just stick with the ICAO that sets the phonetic alphabet, International Civil Aviation Organization. They're the ones that, you know, came up with the Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, Delta, and all that stuff that the military uses. And it's used, you know, for pilots that operate HF when they're flying international.
I've heard people call it NATO phonetics and stuff like that. Yeah, that's all I've ever used. But I have been on HF before, and, you know, people be on there giving their call sign and DXations like, you know, Kilo Charlie, ?? You know, and stuff like that, and they just start throwing out all kinds of crazy stuff, trying to get them to understand.
So, you know, it's not a problem with their ability to understand it. It's, you know, signal strength and interference related, right? You know, that. So, I don't know, switching up words is really going to help. But, yeah, I know, I've heard it do. It's kind of funny when you hear it. It cracks me up. Now, you know, there's, like, funny phonetics. Like, when I was first licensed, I was Kilo Alpha 8, useless novice operator. You know, that was... kind of how that ended up going down.
Yeah, that's awesome. I've had several people actually call my call sign back to me and use stuff like that. Two times that I remember exactly what they said, I gave mine, you know, just the normal way. And when they started calling back my call signs and theirs, they said Kilo November 4 Super Mario Kart. I'm like, seriously? And then another one said Kilo November 4 Sierra Match King. And they said that was like, you know, what they used.
Like that Super Mario Kart. Well, Doug, I am here in the parking spot, so I better get in there and get it going. So we'll say 73s. Thanks for jumping in this morning and riding me on in to work. KN4SMK, W4VX, I'll be clear on your final.
Nice to meet you, and maybe we can catch you on here again sometime, and you have a good day there. KN4SMK, I'll be clear.